more pressure to stay. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Just as more Republicans are ready to break with the president over Iraq, a voice who'd been critical of the conduct of the war is having second thoughts. Last year, Middle East expert Ken Pollack of the Brookings Institution co-authored a piece in the Washington Post that began as follows, quote, "The debate is over. By any definition, Iraq is in a state of civil war." He went on to write, quote, "Even a serious course correction may only postpone the inevitable." But today, on CNN, just back from 8 days in Iraq, Ken Pollack is in a much better mood.
"And the transformation has just been dramatic."
"Especially dramatic," he says, "in the former al-Qaeda stronghold of Anbar province."
"Al-Qaeda overplayed its hands. They started ruling Anbar province in ways that, quite frankly, the Iraqis there didn't care for."
As a result, the local leaders have switched to the American side, and al-Qaeda is being chased out. And the rout is so complete that during his visit, Pollack says he was able to walk the streets of Ramadi without body armor. And in contrast to what he wrote a year ago, today in the New York Times, he writes, quote, "We are finally getting somewhere in Iraq." And he gives the credit to General Petraeus and the surge. Of course, he has a caveat.
"Let's not write a blank check just yet."
But that said, he concludes now that Congress ought to keep the surge going at least one more year. And for Republicans desperate for something to reassure their constituents, and for Republican presidential candidates apparently freaking out at the prospect of pointed YouTube questions, Ken Pollack's reassessment couldn't have come at a better time. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.